Meantime, back on the sidewalk in front of the music store, the judge was announcing his decision. On the basis of the testimony, he said solemnly, I award the money to the storekeeper to make up for the loss of the trumpet and damage to the store. I am placing the swan in the custody of the game warden. Your Honor, said the warden, don't forget that the storekeeper is under arrest for shooting a wild swan. It was a case of false arrest, said the judge wisely. The storekeeper fired his gun at the bird because he was afraid his store would be robbed again. He did not know that the swan was bringing money to pay for the trumpet. The gun was fired in self-defense. Everyone is innocent. The swan is honest. The debt is paid. The storekeeper is rich. And the case is dismissed. A cheer went up from the crowd. The warden looked sulky. The policeman looked glum. But the storekeeper was beaming. He was a happy man. He felt that justice had been done. I have an announcement, he said. I am only going to keep just enough of this money to pay for the stolen trumpet and the repair bills for my store. All the rest of the money will be given to a good cause if I can think of just the right one. Can anyone think of a worthy cause that needs money?
The Salvation Army, suggested a woman.
No, said the storekeeper.
The Boy Scouts, suggested a boy.
No, said the storekeeper.
The American Civil Liberties Union, suggested a man.
Nope, said the storekeeper. Nobody has thought of just the right place for me to send this money.
How about the Audubon Society, asked a little fellow whose nose looked like the beak of a bird.
Great, you've got it, cried the storekeeper. A bird has been very good to me, and now I want to do something for birds. The Audubon Society is kind to birds. I want this money to be used to help birds. Some birds are in real trouble. They face extinction.
What's extinction? Asked Alfred Gore. Does it mean they stink?
Certainly not, said the storekeeper. Extinction is what happens when you're extinct, when you don't exist anymore because there are no others like you, like the passenger pigeon and the eastern heath hen and the dodo and the dinosaur.